And listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, home of the Griff Rant. Now, here they are, your hosts, Griff and his long-suffering co-host, Lee.
I suffer, you know.
You know nothing about suffer.
I suffer.
Nah.
Oh, you have no idea.
You who know nothing about suffer.
Oh, from She Who Must Be Obeyed. This segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. We want to dish your listing. Really, we do. I mean, I know sometimes it
doesn't
seem
that way. We love to do it.
But we do. It's 888-RADIO-30. In other words, it's 888-723-4630. And let's just make it clear up front that listing dishing never gets tired. It never gets old. Every listing is different.
It is.
And sometimes I buy stuff, so there's that extra added bonus.
And I don't think you're going to buy this because you don't have any more of these. But let's talk about it.
What is it?
Let's bring him on first. Todd from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Remember Captain Catnip, Griff?
Oh, I do. Yes, I do.
Hi, Todd.
Hi, Todd.
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing good. Long time no hear, Todd.
Sup, Todd?
Yes, I've been busy coming up with new products, and today I want you to dish my listing.
Oh, brother.
Right.
Okay, if you insist.
So here it is. It's you ready for the number yet, Griff?
No, it's making me sign in again for some reason. Oh, come
Uh-oh.
On.
In the meantime, I'm going to give it out for the folks that have their you-know-what together.
Excuse me!
Okay, here's the number, 1121.
1121.
8655.
8655.
2711.
2711.
That's 1121. 8655. 2711. Oh, interesting,
yeah.
Huh?
Wow. can they really use this? I mean, do they, like, get up on their hind legs and...
I think it's a bed, isn't it? What
they can lay on it, they could stretch on it. It's pretty versatile.
Well, do those wheels turn?
They do not, because we don't want the cat flying across the room.
I do.
Stationary.
I need entertainment when I come home from work.
You don't have a cat anymore, right?
I would for that.
So you want to read the title?
It's Captain Catnip, which is, that's our seller. Cat furniture, skateboard, bed, real wood, new. So I have a question. Have you branded these? Are these actually got labels on them that say this is a Captain Catnip product?
I could easily put a sticker on the wheel or underneath the skateboard. Or just on the box that I ship it.
Oh,
so
you
it will,
should.
It will be branded.
Because you made this, right? This
you
is yours.
These.
Yes, we make it by hand in Florida, yes.
You need the Captain Catnip logo on it somewhere.
Yeah, so the only time I would recommend putting, like, your user ID and the title is if the product has been branded as your line of product. You know, you've trademarked and you have the Captain Catnip line of cat products. Because if people will then start to search for it as a brand. That's, you've got the opportunity here to do that. You might as well start doing it right now.
Yes, I agree. And it is a trademarked product.
So you're halfway there.
I'm halfway there.
Yeah, well, because your photos are good, except, I want to see the underside of this thing and you don't have a photo of it.
The underneath, yes. Okay, more photos. I agree.
And I'm seeing something odd.
Different.
Yeah, so the first one looks like a leopard print, and then the second one is a black and white Dalmatian sort of print.
The third one's
like a jaguar,
got a cat picture on it.
So I need to know which one I'm buying.
Yes, I agree. Again, this is why I call you guys. You know, I was trying to show off the versatility, how we can make different designs. But
are these made to
right.
order?
To separate. Yes. Yes, they are.
So if you're going to do, how quickly do you get these turned around?
1 to 2 days.
No, that's pretty good.
I mean, some are already built. Some are already ready to ship. And then others we can quickly build within a day or so.
Like this one that says 6 available, the one we're looking at, the scat board by Captain Catnip.
Yeah, well, they're all same.
Is that particular one, there are 6 available, so that, do you really have 6 available, or do you make them as they?
Yes, we do. We have six available right now.
So here's what you need to do. How many design versions of this particular item do you have? Is it a set number of design options?
Sky's the limit, but the
I don't want to hear that. That's actually bad.
Right. Okay, so let's say three to six different designs is what we'll roll out. Three to six different.
So here would be my suggestion.
Okay.
You list this as a multi-variation fixed price listing with multiple quantity. So if you list this as a multi-variation and the item itself is basically the same, it's the same size, same shape, same everything, but it's the covered that's different, then this item would qualify for that. You'd have one listing for it, so you only have to manage one listing, and you can control the inventory number for each of the items, and you'd have a separate photo for each one and a drop-down box where someone could say, I want the leopard print. No, I want the one with the cat silhouette. So that you're, because right now what you're doing is, I don't know how I tell you, I like the black and white one. That's the one I want. There's no way for me in the buying process with the way you have it set up for me to indicate this to you except by a message, and that's not efficient. So what you can do is set this up as a multi-variation item and have a different variation for you would create a label for it, like something like cover or upholstery or something.
Correct.
And then you could
say,
this is the black and white, this is the leopard, this is the cat silhouette, and, you know, have six, seven, as many as you want. The advantage of this is that you're marketing within the listing, so you're not creating a bunch of listings, which some sellers seem to think is a good idea. No, it's not. It's not. You're not getting any extra exposure. And as people buy things from that particular listing, those sales help boost that listing in Best Match a little bit each time, so that if you make more sales over time, the sales history of that listing becomes more valuable than if you had created six separate listings for each design.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah. So that would be my recommendation there. It'd be a lot. I think you'd find it in the long term may not result in immediate changes to your sales, but in the long term, it's going to be beneficial for the bottom line.
All right. So we have a good title, and he's going to put some sort of logoed sticker on his stuff.
I think he should.
I mean, you need to really up this name, Captain Catnip. We've known you for years.
I can see a cat like a Captain Morgan cat with his leg up on something and you getting sued by Captain Morgan. But no, I could see something cute with the cat. When is a cat not cute? I mean, tell me.
When you sneeze when you're near them.
Yeah, you're still cute.
They're not cute then.
You're suffering for
their
cuteness.
No, I'm sorry. They're not cute then.
They're cute.
Okay, so free shipping. That's good.
We like that.
30-day return.
Oh,
that's
I'm loving
really
it.
Really good.
Oh, I see another opportunity.
Go for it.
Well, because this is your product, very soon, I don't know if you can do it right now, but very soon you'll be able to create, it's like registering. If you didn't do it, so you can do this outside of eBay now. You can actually pay money to give UPC codes for every variation. And then that makes you, that's going to put you in the catalog. But pretty soon you'll be able to do that on eBay itself as well. Although, you know, if you're really serious about this and you're branding them, then you're going to want to generate UPC codes from, I forget the name of the site. There's a site where you do this. But you'll be able to give each variation its own UPC code, and then you're going to be a part of eBay's product catalog.
Awesome. Okay.
You'll be part of the in crowd then, we like to call it.
Oh, you'll be way ahead of lots of other sellers, yeah. The only thing that's missing from this that I don't have a good indication is I don't know how big this thing is, and you didn't put measurements.
The measurements, okay, I'll add that.
Yeah,
thank
you. Have those.
What is it made from?
Yeah, what's the material for each one? Is it all, I'm not talking about the wood,
we use real wood and, premium carpet. That's pretty much it.
But what, the carpeting is it wool or is it blend or polyester or what?
Wool.
It's wool.
It's wool. Yeah.
Oh well, that makes this even more desirable. And there's nowhere on there that tells me this.
You've
is
got wood. Material wood.
Yeah, because of the structure, right? So the cover material should be wool, and you should indicate that wool cover. That's going to make a big decision in deciding whether or not you want to buy it if you're a cat lover, because you want your cat to have something, you know, natural that it can tear apart, as
correct,
opposed to polyester it can tear apart. Because you know cats tear apart everything. Everything. They tear pretty it apart.
That's why they need their own furniture.
Exactly. And then when they're done with this, they can start to work on your expensive sofa.
So let me ask you a question, Griff.
Yes.
So down at the bottom,
yes,
of the listing,
yes,
he's got stores.ebay.com/CaptainCatnip.
Yeah.
Okay. With no link.
Yeah, that could be a link.
You're allowed to have a link there.
Yeah, you could put a link to your own store there.
So use a hyperlink. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, why not?
I'll do that.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe something that says, you know, check out my store. Because directly above it, you have that. So directly above it in the store header that appears in the frame for the description, it says, hey, if you like what you see, browse my store. And if I click that link, it takes me to your store where I can browse for
more
products.
Hey, have you thought of making a cat surfboard?
Anyway, that's what I was going to ask you.
Ooh,
no, cats love the ocean.
Well, but no. Surfboard. People would love it in certain parts of the country.
Oh, yeah. You mean a long one. I see.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put the cat in little sunglasses and a...
It'd be,
you know,
so cute.
In a Speedo. And that'd be fun.
It would
yeah.
be.
Yeah.
That, no Speedos,
next
though.
Week's topic, the surfboard.
Okay, so...
Good idea, guys.
So we like his title and his
we
pictures. We've already told him he needs to have a picture of what he's actually selling.
Yeah, I like the pictures.
Right.
Hey, have we gone over?
Something's going on here. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Happening.
I heard some noise.
Me too.
I didn't know what it was.
Okay.
So I kept talking.
Okay, so come on down. So we need him to add another material thing.
Yes.
Right? And
yes.
So it would say wool for the covering.
Yeah.
Material for covering, wool.
And here's another thing you should track. If you continue to make variations of this one particular product, is track which ones are most popular so you can focus on those. You may find you have a design that you like, but your customers, there's not much interest. No need to stock up on those.
So stay with us just for one more minute so we can score you.
This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Call us. This is a great show so far. 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, if I do say so myself.
Don't miss this year's eBay Open Seller Celebration. July 24th through the 26th at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. You'll learn, network, meet eBay executives and employees, and party down with your eBay tribe. It's education, information, and inspiration you can't get anywhere else. Spaces are limited and going fast, so register now and book your hotel room at ebayopen.com. That's ebayopen.com.
Running a successful e-commerce business is complicated, but managing your listings should be easy. That's why award-winning eBay power sellers Victor Levitin and Maxim Godin created Crazy Lister, and why more than 100,000 eBay sellers are using it. It makes listings so easy, it's crazy. Just drag and drop to easily create mobile-optimized listings in seconds, or apply one of Crazy Lister's 200 templates to your existing listings with a single click. Editing listings is super easy, and Crazy Lister lets you keep ended listings forever. And if you need help making the most of Crazy Lister, their awesome support will make it even easier. Whether you're a hobby seller, small business, just getting started, or looking to grow, Crazy Lister has an easy solution for you. Try it for free for 7 days, no credit card required. They're easy at crazylister.com.
eBay sellers, the thrill of the hunt is on. And you're invited. Join WorthPoint CEO Will Seipel and top-rated seller Dana Crawford as they visit eBay meetups around the country, taking sellers like you on a product sourcing quest like no other. During your treasure hunt adventure, you'll field test WorthPoint's free mobile app live. As you visit the nation's best regional antiques and collectible events, you'll research and identify resellable treasures. Then enjoy sharing your finds with your fellow sellers over a meal or two. You'll even learn the best way to list them and score a free t-shirt. And when the hunt is over, WorthPoint gives you free access to WorthPoint for 30 days. Why does WorthPoint do this, you ask? One, they like to have fun. And two,
They want you to discover how WorthPoints data helps to drive sales. For details and to find a treasure hunt near you, go to worthpoint.com/treasure hunt. That's worthpoint.com/treasure hunt.
A brief history of shipping items brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the ultimate seller tool. And speaking of tools, here's Griffin Lee.
I'm so offended. This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. You can get great tools on eBay. Spend less time shipping and more time selling. We're happy when you call us at 888-RADIO-30 again. That number is 888-723-4630.
And we're speaking with Todd, Captain Catnip, who we believe has this wonderful opportunity to brand. When we talk about branding, this guy's got it down.
Absolutely.
And so there's one question I want to ask before we end. First of all, Griff, I don't think that we should give him a score.
No, he didn't ask for a score.
Yeah, well.
Oh, he did
he
ask
did.
For a score.
We're dishing his listing, but we're not going to give you a score yet, Todd, because we want to see you make those changes. That Griff mentioned, you know, so that people will know exactly what board they're getting when they buy it, but that there are others available, and he told you the ways to do that. So make those changes and then get back in touch with us on another show and we'll redish.
And another thing.
That's fair.
Okay, wait a minute.
So I have another idea.
Okay.
Now, you are you a cat lover, by the way?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
What do you think?
Okay, I suspected it. I just wanted to hear it from the cat's mouth. But so here's the thing.
Yes, sir, I am.
You know, and maybe, so male men cat lovers are a little bit different than women cat. No, they are not, but they pretend they are. But women cat, if you think of a woman who's like, her whole life is cats, and that's going to be a lot of your customers. What do they do? What are they, imagine their life during the day. They're on the internet. What do you, which kind of posts do you think they like the most?
The women?
Yeah, the cat lovers.
What do the women like the most?
The women, so cat lovers.
We're talking about what do they like to see like on Facebook.
Yeah, and they get all excited and like, you know, giddy and they post likes and they share it and they go, oh, it's so cute.
Oh, you're
pulling
it.
Is that,
answer?
Yes.
Is videos, cat videos would be the short answer.
Or if not, yeah, videos or memes or GIFs or animated GIFs.
Anything. It doesn't have to be a video.
Now take that knowledge, right? Because that drives, nothing gets a wallet to open faster and the money to fly out than when somebody, when the owner of that wallet is just like in a cute fit, right? They're all cute fit because they've seen a cat that's just the cutest thing they ever saw. So I would have a picture. I don't know if it's going to be easy to do, and I don't know if you use your own cats, but you should be posing your cats on these. There should be one picture where I can see a cute little kitty sleeping on this or standing up
this
on it.
This is the only time that I think you're right, Griff. I have
always been
against having your pets in your pictures online, but in this case, you are absolutely right.
Well, it's a pet thing. Of course. I think a kitty would be adorable.
Exactly.
And you know, so.
I agree.
I like cats. I've owned cats. Cats are fun. I have to admit it. They're, you know, but I'm a dog person. And when I see a cute little puppy on something, I'm suddenly $50 poorer. Because whatever it was they were selling, I kind of go into a trance. And when I wake up, I have less money, but I've got this thing to give the dog.
Well,
usually a toy they're going to rip up. But.
Todd, I hope we helped you today. And
you did, always.
You're such a good eBay seller. There's not too much we can tell you.
Thank you.
This branding thing is so important. We want to see you. We want to see you doing that. And we want to see you being able to let us know what we're buying a little bit better. So thank you so much for calling today. Make those changes and call us back because I want to see how it looks after you make the changes.
I will.
Thank
you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Todd, from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Our phone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And here's Betsy with breaking news from Dallas, Texas. Betsy, go for it.
This is pretty exciting. Today, eBay announces the launch of Shop Your Interests. Mm. It's just called Interest for short. It's a new feature in the mobile app that tailors your shopping experience based on your passions, hobbies, and style. So you select what you're interested in, and the new feature will transform your homepage with themes and items chosen just for you. Here's how it works. You answer a few questions, your interests are matched with your browsing patterns, and this helps you discover things you love and things you didn't even know you might love. The result is a more personalized eBay that uses technology to curate the world's largest selection of inventory exclusively for you. Its interest is currently available on eBay's mobile app in the USA for iOS and Android. And in the coming months, it will continue rolling out to new platforms, including mobile, web, and desktop, as well as markets around the world.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
Okay, and it's there now? If we go to our mobile apps?
If you update the mobile app, yes, it is there now.
We need to update the mobile app, though. Okay, yes. Betsy, thank you. Very exciting news. That's known.
And
she's
so
known as eBetsy.
I'm so excited we found a way to include cats in the photos.
Yes, something that Lee agrees with about cats and photos. You got it. Okay, except one guy's become famous doing it, but it doesn't work for everybody because there are many people that would not buy a certain item if a cat had touched it.
But it's always exciting to discover the exception to the rule.
Yes, it is. Betsy, thank you so much for calling us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Betsy, of course, is on the eBay radio team. And Ron Lowe, Birmingham, Alabama, Oilerman 21. Hey, Ron, how you doing? What's your question or comment?
A quick comment. I seem to remember Captain Catnip calling for the first time a couple of years ago, and you talked to him and gave him some ideas. It's wonderful to see his success.
Yes,
it's
definitely.
Fantastic. Yeah. My question is, you had a few topics. Never, ever, ever block a buyer because of questions. I agree 100%, although I have had experience where a lot of buyers, when they ask questions, I have, in my personal experience, a lot of questions equals no sale. It just seems that way to me from my personal experience, but I would never block them. There's no sense in blocking a buyer unless it's something illegal. You're crazy to do it.
Ron, Grandma Bev's Emporium wrote on the chat room today,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh, tell this guy if his customers are asking questions to send them to me.
Yeah.
I love answering questions. It means they are interested, and it gives me a chance to shine.
Yes.
See, it's an opportunity. Every question a prospect has is an opportunity.
Absolutely. It presents a possibility for something happening. And the other thing was, if we have time, complicated offers, Griff. Would you consider best offer as a complicated thing for a customer, a potential customer? Now, let me say that I've had 50 best offers, successful sales since January, okay? But sometimes it seems like it's a little more complicated for the buyer. Why not just drop it down to the price that you're willing to go for, and the heck with the best offer? What do you say?
Well, I think every seller has to make up their own mind, so I'm loath to give my own opinion. I don't always accept an offer. If somebody says to me, you know, I have an item that's $37 and they say, will you take $36 and I've just listed it, I always have a response that says, thank you for your offer. I always say thank you. We're not accepting offers on this particular item at this time, but we do appreciate your interest.
Hmm. Okay.
I mean, I had a situation I talked about. I mean, maybe that's not the best example, but I had a bottle of cologne that I knew when I put this up at, I think I put it up for $390. I knew it was going to sell in 24 hours. I knew it. And somebody wrote to me and said, right after I put it up, would you take $325 for this? And before I could even answer, it sold. But had it not sold, I had just put that up, I would have said, the same thing. Thank you for your interest. We appreciate your offer. We're not taking offers on this item at this time. You know, I wouldn't say anything like, well, I just listed this, and if you knew anything, you'd know it's well worth double what I'm asking. So, you know, poo on you.
That's an argumentative thing to say. You don't want to say that. What you're saying works, especially if you know your item. Okay, so you don't really consider it as a complicated offer for a customer and trying to make it simple for a customer to come in and buy and get out.
Yes.
Okay.
Agreed.
All right. Okay. One other thing, if we have time, drop shipping. I've looked at some sourcing on drop shipping for die-cast vehicles and trucks and things like that. And they say, okay, you buy from us, you we'll ship it to the customer, you list it. I'm not sure of something like that. That might tend to get complicated and increase my delivery time.
It could.
It could, yeah.
It could. Some people are doing drop shipping, and they're very,
usually make sure that make sure the relationship with the drop shipper is a good one, that the drop shipper delivers when they say they're going to deliver. They ship when they're going to ship. And that's up to the seller to establish that.
And you
that
might want to try a few before you do anything.
Yeah.
There's something to be said if a person has money in the bank for buying some and, you know, wholesale and trying to sell them on eBay. But that's more of a risk than you're thinking of taking. Stay with us, would you please, Ron? And we also have Linda from Albuquerque waiting for a dish.
This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping and more time selling. 888-723-4630. It's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required at Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
As an online seller, you're always sourcing. So make it easy. Now there's a new way to buy in bulk with Bulk Auctions. You may have heard about Bulk, the easy way to source liquidation goods by the pallet or case. Now, beat Bulk's 48-hour auctions. Score deep discounts on lots from top retailers that you can resell at a profit. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1. Pick a lot and place your bid. You can bid on multiple lots and keep bidding until the auction ends. 2. Bulk sends an email saying you've won. 3. Pay within 2 business days via credit card or PayPal. Bulk holds auctions on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday starting at noon Eastern Time. And whether you buy a case or pallet, your goods come with Bulk's guaranteed manifest. Browse for free at bulk.com/auctions. That's bulq.com/auctions.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
Listen while you list.